It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. What a joy. Camper Van Beethoven has come to KCSN. Welcome, guys.
Well, hey, thank you very much.
David, Jonathan, Greg, Victor, and Chris are all here.
Yep.
Welcome, guys.
Thanks.
Now, band has basically, there is no one region that anyone lives in. The band has gone all across the globe. Give me a quick rundown on where we might find each member of the band when they're not traveling with Camper Van Beethoven.
Jonathan lives in Sweden. I think we're...
That's the farthest.
I
no,
think we're
Australia.
Equidistantly distributed about the globe.
Yes.
Jonathan lives in Sweden. I live in Georgia, sort of Virginia in the southeast. Victor and Greg live in the Bay Area, and Crispy lives in Australia. So, yeah. But ties us all together is our long history in Southern and Northern California. So,
which we will discuss because that also informs the last two albums to a certain degree.
Correct.
The NoCal and the SoCal, and only Camper Van Beethoven truly understands all the nuances of those two regions and can comment on it as exactly and wittingly as you guys do.
That was our charter when we started the
band. That was?
We're a diaspora.
We wanted to be named the state...
The official psychedelic rock band.
Indie rock... Band. Psychedelic folk acoustic indie rock band or something like that.
I can't remember what
exactly it was, but it was like in that absurd list of things that we were going to do.
Well, do you know what I'm going to do right now?
Yeah, we're going to start a write-in campaign.
I am, with the power vested in me at KCSN, officially hereby decreeing...
Oh, excellent.
...that you are everything you just said.
The official psychedelic... indie folk rock band of California.
Let it be known from this state forward.
Here with
Mike Kerb, Performing Arts Center at Cal State Northridge.
Yep. Yeah. It's now hereby decreed.
There we go.
So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
So
we also wanted to be named the state bird. But
I thought that was just for baseball.
Well, okay, I'll work on that one. I'm not so sure I can decree that right off the bat, but I'll look into who knows somebody who knows somebody. Why don't we have you guys play a song that I assume, based on our conversation coming into this, might have something to do with someplace on Earth.
Yeah. We're going to play the song called Darken Your Door, and it's from the, we have two discs out. Last year we put out La Costa Perdida, which is sort of loosely based in Northern California, and this year's record is El Camino Real, which is loosely Southern California. So this is
south of here.
Yeah, this is south of here. We start out in Encinitas, California, and wander over into the Moreno Valley, and you'll hear it.
All the hot spots.
Yeah.
It is Camper Van Beethoven, and it is 88.5 KCSN.
Times living with an ocean view, an Encinitas record shop, until the bottom dropped out of it. We had some tough times, then we better could scrape on by, living in Moreno Valley, working on a graveyard shift. So if you don't want me no more, I'll go away. I'll never darken your door. Baby, we've been up. We had some tough times raising up two small kids. When you got called to serve the California Air Guard Reserve, we had some easy times working down in Baja, Mexico, living in Laredo, swimming in the sea of Cortez. So if you don't never talk in your baby, we've been up, baby, we've been down. If you don't feel it anymore, I'll never talk in your. Come on, Craig. I'll never darken your door. Baby, we've been up. Baby, we've been down. If you don't feel it anymore, I'll never darken your door. I'll never darken your door. I'll never darken your door. If you don't.
It's 88.5 KCSN. We are joined by Camper Van Beethoven live in session. The album El Camino Real has been released yesterday. It's in store now. It's in store now, all of you consumers of music out there. And in talking about the two albums, the last album, La Costa Perdida, and this one, El Camino Real, there was a obvious no-cal, so-cal. I know in earlier interviews, when you referred to the last album, I was really excited to hear that the album Holland by the Beach Boys helped inform that record, because it's one of those records that not a lot of people paid attention to but should have. And clearly you guys, connoisseurs, you delved into it and got a little sense of inspiration last time.
Yeah, I think that song Steamboat invented pavement, too. Not only Camper Van Beethoven, but pavement as well from that album. Well, that, you know, that's the Beach Boys sort of Big Sur
Big
period,
Sur era.
Inexplicably named Holland. How did that happen, Jonathan?
They recorded it in Holland. Yeah.
But it was like, but they were in their Big Sur period. So, okay. So it's their Northern California sort of thing. And that's, it actually started because we were supposed to play at the Henry Miller Library in Big Sur. And this is how these whole two albums started. We were supposed to play at the Henry Miller Library in Big Sur. The gig got rained out and postponed a week. So we
took that week in June.
We took that week and basically wrote these albums. So that's how it worked.
You know what? See, you guys literally turned a rainy day into a positive thing.
We did, actually. That's
you know, that's
funny.
That's
which
the
is
beauty
not normally
camper.
Our our method.
Rainy day into sunshine. Yeah. That's
well, yeah.
You do it opposite. But
and
anyway,
sunshine has been entered into the lexicon of Camper Van Beethoven in other ways. But we'll, right, we'll leave that for another conversation.
There's a lot of kind of English blood in this band, and so rainy days tend to be indulged.
Yeah.
Intensely, but you know.
Intense. That's another. See, there's so many. There's triggers. Whenever you guys say certain things, I interpret it a different way. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a paved highway to success for bands of your kind, the more independently minded bands back mm-hmm. then, and you literally had to go town to town, and find your followers. You know, it literally was like a traveling show where yeah. it's like, find a place that will allow us to play and find a cadre of fans that will accept us.
Right.
The fans would phone ahead, quite yeah. literally. And it was usually like college radio stations, surprisingly, often run by women who would call other friends of theirs and say, there's this band coming. They're cute and they're good. Uh-huh. Come see them. And then you would actually show up in town and like meet at a cafe, right? Or like a breakfast spot. And people would come and meet us. And mm-hmm. give us places to stay. It was pretty interesting.
Now, that on one hand,
and that's that's how we even really pretty much booked a lot of our gigs were based around the college radio stations of the day, which was sort of, you know, it eventually became a marketing channel.
Yeah,
that was really heavily exploited. But at that time, there weren't a lot of people doing it. I remember Ray Farrell from SST saying, hey, you know what you guys should do? You know, we've been sending our records to college radio stations because, you know, the majors don't service them that much. And we've been getting a lot of airplay. So come down to my office, copy out the Rolodex that I have of all the addresses of the college radio stations and send your records there. And that's what we did. That was like 1984. Right.
And you were still happy.
1985, we put the album out by doing that.
Well, let's hear another one.
Right.
What is this going? Which one's this?
Let's pull one from the Northern California side of the album. We're going to do a Northern California Girls here. Okay.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and it's Camper Van Beethoven live.
Yes, then. Northern California girls say, baby, come home now. You don't belong there, everybody knows us but you. Don't you miss the ocean, don't you miss the weather, don't you miss me just a little bit. Northern California girls say, come home from Texas. You could take a fast train, baby, take the next plane. You'd be home by supper time. There ain't nobody like me. California girls say, you don't know what you're missing. I got a good job, stay home and play the guitar. You can raise the children barefoot on the beaches, teach them how to surf and play baseball. Northern California girls say, come home from Brooklyn.
did what you had to do. Now it's time for you to come home. Throw away your snow boots, throw away your parka. Lord, you know I always kept you warm. Northern California girls say, come home from Boston. Let's go, Greg.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Camper Van Beethoven performing live in studio with us as we hear material from their last record just now, La Costa Perdida, and we are talking about their brand new, just released yesterday album, El Camino Real. Living where you live, collectively, the fact that you live
citizens of the world.
Citizens of the world.
That diaspora of Camper Van Beethoven. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Ooh, he must have went to college.
Yeah,
I dropped out a while.
Oh, man, I graduated and I don't know that word. I'll have to look it up. The perspective plays in a lot of ways into. It's always been part of the songwriting, but you guys have lived lives. You've lived, you know, full lives. You've seen a lot. You've done a lot. Loosely, we've discussed the fact that there was a perspective, a NoCal sort of vibe on the last record, and a SoCal vibe. But within that, there's obviously a lot of stories being told. How do you arrive at the topics and the themes that inform the songs? Is it
the music tells me choruses? I don't know how it does that.
So and you then, hear a melody, and then you start to.
Oh yeah, we always do. Camper always goes from the music first, and if you a lot of the melodies, I don't know if you noticed, they're taken from what Greg's playing on guitar. Or sometimes a combination. I switch between what Greg's playing and then Jonathan, because there's a lot going on when we're playing. There's a lot of melodies happening in Camper Van Beethoven. But yeah, I usually find a chorus in those words, and then we wrap it back into our overarching narrative.
Why don't we wrap it up with one more song? Okay. What's going to be the one that blows everyone's mind and gets them ready for the show and makes them leave whatever they're doing right now and go either online or to a record store, hopefully, to get the new album, El Camino Real. What are you going to play that's going to motivate them to that point?
We're going to play, I guess we would play I Live in L.A., which is from the new album.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I mean, I think the song explains itself. So, although I will say geographically, it's set in that region of Northeast LA, kind of between South Pasadena, downtown, Los Feliz, and below Glendale, just that random area on top. You know how there's those hills out there and you never know what those neighborhoods are called?
Is that Altadena?
No, it's below that.
Tristan, that's where Tristan
is. It's like Highland Park, above Mount Washington, yeah, exactly.
Tristan
actually,
lives
this
there.
Takes place in Mount Washington.
Just down the 134.
Okay. One of our engineers who are in the room with you right now is exactly in that neighborhood. And if there's any seedy character that comes at, he's your guy.
Okay. This is what that is. That's where this... I like that part of LA.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah
knows
I do
about
too,
it.
Actually.
There we go.
Yep.
Have a good time.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Camper Van Beethoven here live on KCSN. About ready to make your way down to St. Rock and Hermosa Beach.
That's correct.
We are going to wish you the best of possible sojourn down the 405 that we can possibly offer to you. I mean, it was a blast having you here.
Thank you.
And the performance is great. The album, of course, El Camino Real, which you're hearing on KCSN, is out. I bring that up and I bring the show up again because this is a great band and everyone should enjoy their music as we are at KCSN. So thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. It is Camper Van Beethoven and it is live on 88.5 KCSN.